Today we're going to talk about embracing and walking in the favor of God. But first, welcome back, or welcome if it's your first time here. I'm April, and this channel is all about making every day better. And if you haven't subscribed, I would love for you to do that today and give this video a thumbs up. Before I go further on, I want to invite you to a very special event that we're having here in Grapevine, Texas on April the 12th. It's our Better Life event, and y'all, it's going to be great. It's a one-night event that's for everyone. My special guests are my mom, Dodie Osteen, my sister, Lisa Osteen-Comas, and my brother, Joel Osteen. It's going to be a night of hope, a night of encouragement, a night that inspires your faith. And we're going to have a live House of Hope. And if you watch this channel, you know, every month we have a new House of Hope. We're going to do it live on the stage at the Palace Theater. Then we're going to have a special time of encouragement and prayer for my brother. And then I'll be bringing an inspirational message that will challenge you to live a life that's better than ever. Details are down below in the description box, and seating is limited. So pick up your tickets, and I would love to see you there. I would love to meet you personally. Now let's dive into walking and embracing God's favor on our life. A good starting place is to kind of tell you what God's favor is. It's often described as His grace or His kindness on our lives. And the greatest act of God's favor is Him sending His Son Jesus to die on the cross so that we can be saved by grace, and then we're guaranteed eternal life. That's God's favor on our lives. Now, favor is not a feeling, and it's not something that you can earn. Like God's grace, His favor is unmerited. It is a gift. It's a blessing from God. And it's not God playing favorites. You know, sometimes we think, man, God's favor is on their life. Why is it on my life like it is on theirs? And why did they get everything? No, favor is God showing His favor, His blessings, His goodness on those who have relationship with Him. The scripture says that God delights in you. Did you know that? He delights in you. And the thing to know is this: you can't earn favor, but you can ignore it. Like any gift, you can choose to open it or not open it. And that's so important. It's just like grace. Even though grace is free, you have to choose to walk in it. You have to choose to walk in God's favor. Favor is a way that God demonstrates His delight for you. The scripture says in Psalm 5:12, "Surely, Lord, You bless the righteous. You surround them with favor as with a shield." So let's get practical. How do you walk in the favor of God? I'm going to give you a few things today that I think will help you, will encourage your heart. It'll help you realize that God's favor is for you. If you have a relationship with God, then God's favor can be on your life. So, number one, you need to put God first. The scripture says in Matthew, "Seek first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and all these things will be added unto you." You need to focus on your relationship with God. Surrender to His plans and His purposes for your life. Make sure you're keeping the main thing the main thing. Keep God the main thing in your life. Don't deviate. God is all about relationship. The scripture says this: "My son, don't forget My teaching, but let your heart keep My commandments. For length of days and years of life and peace, they'll add to you. Let not steadfast love and faithfulness forsake you. Bind them around your neck. Write them on the tablet of your heart." Now listen to this: "So you will find favor and good success in the sight of God and man." That's found in Proverbs 3, verses 1 through 4. So, keep the main thing, stay in relationship with God. Keep Him priority in your life. Secondly, stay faithful. We can look at Noah as an example for this. Noah found favor with God due to his faithfulness. He walked faithfully with God, and that led to favor in his life. That led to God saving his family. The scripture says in Isaiah 30, verse 18, "Therefore the Lord waits expectantly and longs to be gracious to you. He waits on high to have compassion on you, for the Lord is a God of justice. Blessed are all those who long for Him." Noah kept God priority, and he was faithful. And because of his faithfulness, God showed he and his family favor. Joshua is another one. He stayed faithful and loyal to his God. And in the middle of everything, the Lord hardened the hearts of the enemy in this battle so that Israel would win. Because Joshua stayed faithful to his God, favor produced victory in his life. Listen, when God is for you, it doesn't matter who's against you. The favor of God is going to keep you. Psalm 84:11 says, "For the Lord God is a sun and shield. The Lord bestows favor and honor. No good thing will he withhold from those who walk uprightly." Stay faithful. Number three, stay blameless, stay truthful, and stay honest. These are keys to favor. The story in the Bible about Joseph. Joseph found favor with Potiphar because he could be trusted. He found favor because the Lord was with him and Potiphar put him in charge of his whole household. He entrusted Joseph to everything he owned. Because of the favor of God on his life, he had supernatural increase and provision. God showed Joseph favor in his life because he was honest and he was truthful. Number four, this is so important as well, stay humble. Esther in the Bible, great story. If you hadn't read it, go to the book of Esther and read it. Esther found favor and kindness with her king because of her humble spirit. And because she walked in humility, she was noticed and she was attended to. And because she stayed humble, favor produced prominence and preferential treatment in her life. And the king loved her and he trusted her. And because of that, petitions were granted by ungodly civil authorities. Favor caused laws to be changed and reversed to her advantage. Man, that's some favor. Proverbs 3:34 says, "Toward the scorners, he is scornful, but to the humble, he gives favor." Another good scripture is 1 Peter 5:5. "God resists the proud, but he gives grace to the humble." So make sure you're walking in humility. And number five, stay teachable. Continually grow in knowledge. Continually seek wisdom. Y'all remember, we never arrive. We are always students. We are always a work in progress. We can always learn something new and something greater. Proverbs 8 verse 35 says, "The one who finds wisdom, who's teachable, finds life and obtains favor from the Lord." Number six, the sixth way you can embrace favor and walk in it is to walk in compassion and kindness and treat people well. In other words, love people. You know, Ruth in the Bible found favor with Boaz because of what she had done for her mother-in-law. Boaz noticed how she had stayed with her and took care of her. Her kindness caught the attention of Boaz, and favor produced recognition even when she seemed the least likely to receive it. God's favor will open doors for you. It will clear paths for you. It will cause you to be picked and noticed above anyone else. God's favor will lead you to the places and people you are intended to influence. God's favor will get you to places and in front of people you could never access on your own. God's favor will direct you to be in the right place at the right time. And God's favor will set you up for the exceedingly abundantly in your life. Now, I want to give you 10 benefits of the favor of God. And this is taken from the one and only Jerry Savelle. Man, he's an amazing minister, a friend of our family. And he just knocks it out of the park concerning favor. God has given him a real revelation on favor. So I'm going to give you these 10 benefits of favor. Number one, favor produces supernatural increase and promotion. Number two, favor produces restoration of everything that the enemy has stolen from you. Number three, favor produces honor in the midst of your adversaries. Number four, favor produces an increase in assets, especially in the area of real estate. Number five, favor produces great victories in the midst of great impossibilities. Number six, favor produces recognition even when you seem the least likely to receive it. Number seven, favor produces prominence and preferential treatment. Number eight, favor produces petitions granted even by ungodly civil authorities. Number nine, favor causes policies, rules, regulations, and laws to be changed and reversed to your advantage. And number 10, favor produces battles won, which you won't even have to fight for because God is going to fight them for you. I love that. And listen, y'all, I am a firm believer in praying the favor of God over my life every single day. It's part of my morning routine. And this is how I take those 10 benefits of favor and how I make them personal to my life. And I say this every single morning. My declaration every morning is this: Father, I thank you that I have supernatural increase and promotion. I have restoration of everything the enemy has stolen from me. I have honor in the midst of adversaries. I have an increase in assets, especially in real estate. I have the greatest victories ever, especially in the midst of impossible odds. I have recognition even when seemingly least likely to receive it. I have favor that produces prominence and preferential treatment. Petitions are being granted to me by ungodly civil authorities. There's a change in policies, rules, regulations, and even laws for my benefit. And battles are being won on my behalf that I don't even have to fight for. I believe that. I pray it every single morning. I declare it. I decree it over my life. And I'd encourage you to do the same. Now, let me say this again to you. You can't earn favor, but you can ignore it. My encouragement to you today is don't ignore it. God longs to bless you and to be kind to you. The scripture says in Numbers, may the Lord bless and protect you. May the Lord's face radiate with joy because of you. And may he be gracious to you, show you his favor, and give you his peace. Can't get any better than that. I pray today that you realize and recognize that God's favor is on your life. If you have a relationship with him, he wants to bless you. He wants to be kind to you. He wants you to live that abundant life that he's promised. And I encourage you to every single day, just pray for God's favor on your life. And I can guarantee you, God will show up and he will show out in your life. I hope you've enjoyed it today. And until next time, I hope you have an amazing day.